It goes without saying that we're in a moment that feels scary, uncertain, and unsettling. Cities have grinded to a halt, businesses have suffered, and millions are navigating remote work. As the world tries desperately to make sense of the destruction COVID-19 has brought upon us, brands and small businesses have done the same. Over the past 3 weeks, you've likely received and seen hundreds of COVID-related content from corporations big and small, all emphasizing how seriously this viral disease is being taken in their corporate offices. But how many brand responses have actually been effective? Whether that be through digital advertising, social media, or email. For the past month, we've been observing how the coronavirus has affected all corners of our industry. And as we all work from home, I posed a question to my colleagues. What has been your favorite, most effective response to this global pandemic, and why? So, from the voices of Graphic, take a listen for some of our favorite COVID-19 observations.
This is Hal Swetnam, Chief Brand Strategist at Graphic. It's times like these when we get to see what people are really made of. And I think the same can be said for brands. In the past few weeks, I've seen a few big brands make really horrible decisions, pushing campaigns that are no longer appropriate or exploiting the situation for short gain. But what I'm really impressed with is the way some brands are focusing on how best to respond to America's fear and anxiety. And they're doing it with truly brilliant marketing and branded experiences. Popeye Fried Chicken, Popeye's Fried Chicken is giving 1,000 customers free access to Netflix. Disney is pushing some of their newest movies to Disney Plus. Chiquita took the banana lady off their logo so she could stay at home. And Burger King, they're touting the quarantine burger, you know, the quick and easy way to have it your way in your own home. Why do I think this is important? Well, because I think people need to have their spirits lifted right now. They need to know that the brands they love, love them back. And in the end, these are the companies that will come back in a big way. They'll emerge out of all of this mess, having invested in their customer base, having built brand equity, having been noted for working on how best to address the needs of our country. Profits don't come first, people come first. And as far as I'm concerned, that is truly the right idea.
Hi, this is Lauren Leva, VP of Marketing Services. I've been really impressed and pleasantly surprised by the response from a lot of different types of organizations in every industry over the course of this crisis. Zoom's freemium model was really perfectly poised for its massive shift to telecommunications. And I think that brand has really presented the kind of combination of quality and affordability that people are looking for both professionally and personally right now. Last night, my whole family had a Zoom meeting where my little brother told us he was engaged, which was super exciting. And I've seen Zoom kind of take a lot of those personal stories and content and share that on social media, almost in a way that's reminiscent of the Apple ads from over the years of these really like heartwarming, touching moments, despite a lot of scary challenges around us. And then, of course, in the professional world, Zoom has kind of been the go-to model since it, you know, freemium and people can use it for free up to 45 minutes. So I'll be interested to see, you know, how they take this market dominance and, you know, potentially stay on top over the course of this. That'll be interesting to see. And then another brand that really brightened my week amidst a lot of bleak news was the National Cowboy Museum in Oklahoma. If you haven't seen it, it's part of the Good News Movement online. That's where I saw it. But the regular marketing staff was ordered to stay home during COVID-19. And so the head of security was assigned social media duty. And it's a role that he has really taken on with gusto and kind of gone viral with. He's learning how to use hashtags and abbreviations and stuff, and people are just going nuts for it. And ironically, his folksy tone is completely authentic and on brand with the Cowboy Museum. So it's a great reminder that everyone's kind of taking on multiple roles right now and sometimes branching out of their comfort zone. And there's been a lot of really positive, reinforcement and community positivity online. So that's been really uplifting to see.
Hi, this is Jay Kerness. I'm the Director of Client Strategy for Graphic. The question was, what brand response stands out in this new environment that we have with the coronavirus? I think the one that stands out, it's actually several, is the posting by musicians all over the internet of kind of stay-at-home concerts. I know that Michael McDonald did one. I know that Indigo Girls did one. I haven't caught many of them, but quite frankly, that is something that I think is helpful. It is certainly promoting the brands for each of the musicians. And it's not just professional musicians, local musicians, everyone trying to just make things a little bit better and, you know, basically promote their brand at the same time. I also want to reference one other that I saw last night. It was Ford Motor Company offering a new promotion to assist buyers kind of in the first 6 months of payments so that they can buy now, but not worry about the finances until later this year. That definitely seems to be directionally right in line with what folks need right now. It did a really nice job of striking a balance between, yes, it's a sales promotion, but at the same time, it seemed to tap into what folks need and what is appreciated.
Hi, my name is Shadi Talhouk. I am the project manager at Graphic. For me, Cristiano Ronaldo has done an amazing job of spreading awareness about coronavirus and how to take care of yourself and protect yourself and others. He has 209 million followers on Instagram, and his last three posts were about taking care of yourself, taking care of others, and staying fit and exercising at home. He's recently posted something from the World Health Organization regarding how to wash your hands, maintaining social distancing, avoid touching your face and everything of the sort. So it's obvious he's really taking care and trying to spread awareness through his large social following. And another thing, one of his posts right now says, if you ever dreamed of playing for millions around the world, now is your chance. Play inside and play for the world. He's encouraging people to also exercise at home and not to let the coronavirus situation affect their physical health and their mental health.
Hi, this is Tanya, and I oversee business development at Graphic. While it's been a really interesting time for everyone, I'm sure it's been extra interesting for brands who are trying to develop impactful and relevant ads. One that stood out to me is IKEA. I felt their stay-at-home ad was a better way to look at the social distancing circumstances surrounding COVID. Even more so, I like that there wasn't a product push there. It was more of a positive PSA encouraging everyone to stay home while still keeping IKEA top of mind. And come to think of it, Ford doesn't do such a bad job either in demonstrating the importance of what their products enable with their built for right now, built to lend a hand ad. Overall, I'd say it's the empathy and social awareness of these ads that most resonates with me.
Hi, it's Greg Laviano from Graphic, and I'm partner and creative director. One of my favorite responses I've seen online comes from the Actors Fund. And if you don't know the Actors Fund, they help actors, stagehands, costumers, makeup artists, that whole group of people that contribute to the arts who are currently, you know, all the theaters are dark. And what they're doing is Seth Rudensky, if you haven't heard him on the radio, he's great. He is hosting a series called Stars in the House. Stars in the House are performers that are at home and talk, sing, perform for everyone in the effort to raise money for the Actors Fund. So if you get a chance, go to YouTube, look up Stars in the House or the Actors Fund, and you'll probably hear some of their episodes. It's great. And if you can, if at this time, please give to the Actors Fund.
Hi, I'm Lance Wayne, and I'm Graphic CEO.
Over the last 3 weeks, I've been paying close attention to how our world is responding to the current crisis. Political leaders, businessmen and women, the medical heroes that have been on the front lines, celebrities, athletes, educators, white-collar and blue-collar, and really just everyday people. Creativity, resourcefulness, and humility have really surfaced in a manner that I haven't seen on such a global scale. And while there are numerous brands that are stepping up to the cause, for me to call out anyone in particular is negating the ultimate brand winner thus far, in my opinion, and that's humanity. Yes, there are some weak links, and we're still in the early stages of this pandemic. But as I witness the speed and rapid nature of the virus spread and its impact, I'm also seeing how quickly mankind is coming together while apart. Humanity is now focused on a mission, vision, and a purpose, as the most successful brands always do.
As developments of COVID-19 continue to surface, we urge you all to stay safe and to stay at home. There will be more updates to come, so please follow along on our site, graphic.agency, or follow us on social media, at Graphic Agency. I'm Claire Shannon, and you're listening to Studio G.